Hello, welcome to this first video training on how to get your website found on the search engines. Now in this training video, you'll learn how to optimize the appearance of your results within Google.
This is Bravo with James Reynolds. Website traffic and make more sales.
When you improve the quality of your results, you'll increase the amount of people that click on your listing. In fact, when you optimize your results in the way I'm about to teach you, you'll get more clicks through to your website than those competitors around you, even if those other listings appear above you within the search results. Over the course of the next few minutes, you'll learn how to turn a result that looks like this into a result that looks like this. Let's start with the title. Now, if you have a website with a content management system, perhaps something like WordPress or Joomla, you're able to log in and write your own title for your website and for each page on your site. All you need to do is log into the CMS and change the standard configuration. Now, an effective configuration for your website title is as follows. What you do, which should include the main keyword you want to rank for, the area in which you operate, and then your brand name. Now make sure that this title is less than 70 characters long, because that's the maximum length Google will show within the results. Now you also have opportunity to tell Google what to show within the description section. This is called the meta description. Now you want to use all 155 characters and include something that's going to sell people on clicking on your result. So try and maybe include a unique selling proposition, something that's really compelling about your business, and then perhaps end it with a call to action. Now the next step is to configure your listing so that it shows up with a photograph when any of your results appear. Now to do this, you're going to need a Google Plus account, and then you're going to need to link your Google Plus profile to your website and your website to your Google Plus profile. Now to get a Google Plus profile set up, follow the links which are obviously available on Google, and then add your website to the contributors section. Now on your website, you want to link back to your Google profile, and this can easily be done with a plugin. Something like WordPress Yoast is really good for a WordPress website, or you can add a little piece of code that looks like this. Once you've linked your website and your Google Plus profile, Google will recognize that any content on your website, you're the author of. So when that content is displayed within the results, they'll show it with your own photograph. Now, this is really good for personal branding, and it just makes your listing much more compelling than those others without photographs. The third and final step to achieving this optimized result is done by registering a Google Plus for Business account. Now, all you need to do is go to google.com/plus/business and follow the steps shown there. Now, when you set this up, you want to make sure that you complete your profile in full, add lots of photographs, add videos, and complete all of the sections in their entirety. Within a few days, or perhaps a little bit longer, Google will start to show a link to your Google Plus profile page, plus your location within the Maps section. Not only that, they'll also show reviews for your business if you've had people fill out the review section on your Google Plus for Business profile page. When you have a listing that's rich in information just like this one, your result will stand out from the pack and you'll outperform your competition. So here are your action steps today. First of all, you want to optimize your website's title and the page titles on your website. The second step is to link your Google Plus personal profile page to your website and vice versa. Then the third step, that's to go and register a Google Plus for Business page if you've not done so already. Now, I do understand there's a few steps here and you may well have some questions. So if you do, please post them below and I'll be back to answer them for you. Now in the next video, I'm going to show you how to get your website showing up in more types of results on the search engines.
To learn how to build a profitable audience for your website, check out Bravo.com.